There's a volunteer at hospice who goes from bed to bed reading poetry to the patients. They call him the Loving Words Man, and this is his song.
Will they smile when he asks, would they like to hear loving words from the past? As he slowly reads poems that bring tears to their eyes, will they reach out and hold his hand fast? Will loving words take them back to a time that was oh so dear? Will loving words bring sweet memory? Loving words from the Loving Words Man.
I've been writing poetry probably for 40 years. I've been a hospice volunteer for 7 of those years. Working in hospice and reading to patients and family members is very stressful. So I began to write to help relieve the stress. When I enter that hospital, a calmness comes over me, and I just have a deep, deep feeling of wanting to help the people in there. They're all dying, they all know it. It's not a secret, the family knows it. And anything a person can do to help them, I try to do that. I'm not the only volunteer there. There are many volunteers. I just happen to be able to write about it. I call it loving words. When I first started, I would say, would you like to hear some poetry? And sometimes people sort of back up when you say that. They don't like it. So after a while, I stopped that, and now I just say, would you like to hear some loving words? And 99% of the time, they say yes, so I read poetry to them.
Right, this is a poem about a man, and sometimes the patients teach you, and that's what happened with this poem, with this patient. The name of the poem is Beyond Words. The patient is sunken into his pillow, his hands deeply veined, cheeks mottled red. Breathing tubes hang from his nose, but his eyes still shine with life. Family hover around the bed, hold his hands, murmur quietly to him. I approach and say, I am a volunteer who reads loving words to patients. Would you like to hear some? From deep within the pillow, he says, I am surrounded by them.
Don't cry for me another tear, 'cause life like a sunflower wilt. Well, one time you're shining on a bright summer day, well, next day you're slipping away. Well, loving words take them back to a time that was oh so dear. Well, loving words bring sweet memories. Loving words from the Loving Words Man.
It's called Loving Words for Dominique. I was hoping she would still be here, and she is. Our last visit, she spoke of regrets, and I wanted to reach out again, hoping to cancel more of them. Approaching her bed, I said, do you remember me? She said, Loving Word Man, my Loving Word Man. She was relaxed and smiling. Her eyes never left mine while she reached for my hand, saying, you have graced my life. I will never forget you. Some words are spoken like arrows to the heart. These rush like a river to mine. Here's a gift for you, she added, handing me a large laminated copy of the Lord's Prayer, surrounded by a multicolored stained glass window. Made by volunteers for a patient to give as a gift to a loving family member. She said, will you promise to keep this near you? I replied, not only it, but you. And I have that hanging in my office to this day.
Sees joy and humor in her pale blue eyes when he reads her some grandchild poems. Well, he knows she's leaving the children she loved and traveling on all alone. Will love and words take them back to a place that was oh so dear? Will love and words bring sweet memories? Loving words from the loving words man.
Early on, I used to wear a dark blue shirt and dark slacks. And I walked into this room and this very old lady, when I offered loving words, she said, "Yes, Father." She thought I was a priest. And I thought, oh man, I have never worn a dark blue shirt and dark slacks again. But that's what generated this poem. And it's called The Reading. She is very old, sitting slightly tilted to one side in a wheelchair. I drop to one knee to be on eye level with her and ask if she would like to hear some loving words of poetry. Smiling, she says, "Yes, Father," mistaking me for a priest, and I wonder if the dark slacks and deep blue shirt was such a good idea today. After reading the poem Just for Today by Marjorie Holmes, I ask if she would like a copy to read. Misinterpreting the word "read," she begins to read it back to me, apologizing for her lack of glasses, but pronouncing each word with deep emotion in a quiet, quavering voice. All the surrounding hospital noise slowly fades into the background as we enter a private cocoon of poetry. And it occurs to me that were I on both knees, it would be more than appropriate.
So read me another Longfellow poem and visit my room when you can. And if when you enter I'm no longer there, think often of me in your prayers. Will love and words take them back to a place that was oh so dear? Will love and words make sweet memories? Loving words from the loving words man. Loving words from the loving words man. Loving words from the loving words man.